Hi guys.
Hi everybody.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ew Scary.
Scary.
Okay. So let's just get into it first day. Today we decided that we're going to talk about how scary Lagos is.
Because it truly is scary.
It truly is the scariest thing about my life right now. Where are you?
Yeah.
It's so scary, like everywhere is just a mess. That's what we get into today.
Yeah.
So Chika, do you want to, you know, tell me any scary Lagos story that you have?
The thing is that people, like, even though Lagos has its fun times, there are certain situations that you come about that you're just like, is this, like, you're not even surprised because these things have been happening for a long time. Like, these bizarre stories.
When I tell you.
The most bizarre things. It's so wild here. Like, gosh.
It's actually my life.
It's actually the ghetto. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
The fact that it's so small, but it's filled with so many people. I mean, Lagos is the most populated city in Africa. Africa is freaking huge. So imagine the most populated city. Imagine the kind of personality, the kind of people you would find in the most populated city.
I feel like it would say one story, right? I have so many stories.
I don't know what's about Lagos people, but they like making things excessively complicated for unnecessary reasons. Whether it's the retailer, whether it is the person buying it, there's just always somebody that's making things so complicated with it. I don't know if it's the shopping process. Okay, not all the time, but for instance, let's say Instagram. That's one of the most sketchy places to be.
Theft is real. People are really stealing from people on Instagram.
One of the most sketchy places ever get anything, right?
It's so sketchy.
I mean, this has never happened to me, but then, like, I've heard of examples of, like, people would actually buy something from Instagram and they'll never hear from these retailers again.
All the time. I know it happens all the time.
It's so annoying. This extortion thing. I mean, I know everybody wants to make it, but why do we have to, like, undermine or take advantage of people to make it? Like, these are innocent people. They wanted something. They wanted to get a service. They wanted to get a product from you. You promised them a product, and yet you can't.
Because they're scammers, Chica. They're scammers. They didn't have the product in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. Like, scamming is so. It's so scary to even try to buy things online because you're afraid of this person scamming you. Like, and the thing is that it's so rampant. Like,
just vendors, also customer scam. They'll do pay on delivery. Like, let's say I want to buy food and I didn't pay on delivery to buy my food. They'll bring the food, I will collect the food, but I won't pay for it. Or even Taxify will drop me, but I won't pay them.
It's so unnecessary.
The people that are in the services, all as people, we're doing some bad things, truly. And it's not, everyone just thinks, do me, I do you. But I honestly feel it's not fair.
It really isn't fair.
It's ridiculous.
It's so
complicated. It's more than ridiculous.
They're making life more complicated for themselves. Because honestly, if they catch you, they'll take you to police station. And is that what you want? You want a police record?
Let me never start on police. Do you know, me and police, we can never be friends. Never, ever. Chika, I think I've told you this before about my accident.
Oh yeah, you have. Oh my goodness. It's accident. The funniest thing.
I want to say, just police, they must die by fire.
Now, wow.
We all know, okay, fine. Okay, we don't all know. By the way, I was involved in one big accident like that in 2018, like January 2018. So let's just say I'm on the road, my leg is broken, I am disoriented, no sense, no nothing. Like, I don't even know what's going on. Police come like 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, and they carry me into their truck. And me, I'm confused though. I'm thinking this man wants to help me, take me to a hospital. Mm-hmm. They're saying I take me to their station to write reports.
Why am I writing reports?
My leg is broken. I didn't shed a single tear. I was just angry. I was like, how can you tell me to go to police station? And I'll call my mom. I was like, mom, can you imagine people want me to go to police station? She was like, don't leave that place. Tell them to leave you on the road. These people, when I told them leave me on the road, they took it literally. They literally carried me back and dropped me on the road. I was there for like an hour before someone came to get me.
Oh, my dear.
When I tell you, these police, they need to die. Because I don't get how you see it. They literally just left. Do you know that even after they tried to get money from us, they came to the hospital to still come and collect reports. And I don't know who they went
to. Reports that they want to take so bad.
The truck that was involved in the accident. They went to collect money. They were to press charges. That, you know that kind of thing where you can make.
Yeah.
You know when you press charges, there'll be money that will come out of it now. We didn't press any charges against the owners of the truck, because we don't want that kind of stress. Like,
exactly.
I'm really dealing with emotional trauma. Please, can you just leave me alone? Like, how can you be coming to disturb me at the hospital? How bad it was broken down. What just happened? Like, imagine me after that. I'm not trying to make it about myself, but imagine me after that screaming at police. Why should I be screaming at police? Hey. And if I see police, I just get so angry. Like, they shouldn't even come near me, because now I'll slap them. I know I'm making mad, but they're actually mad people. They're mad.
I feel like
this Lagos, all mad together.
I feel like with that police force or whatever, I think they just hire anybody. They don't even train
them.
It's because
to me, yeah, as much as I want to say that, oh, I'm angry with them, the government has a huge part to play on them behaving this way. Mm-hmm. Government is not paying them. They're not getting paid. They're not getting treated well. And now they're transferring their aggression to civilians, innocent civilians. I don't know why.
It's so frustrating, especially as a person that, because people actually have to go outside every single day. They have jobs, they have lives that they have to do, and then the constant fear of police brutality as they go out. You can't say that it's not going to be there as they go out. And do you know the thing is that, like, this SARS thing is even like the one that is like seen the most. Like, people come on Twitter and rant about it. What about like those situations that aren't even like heard of the most? Like,
let me just say it. What? People use jazz in Lagos to scare
me. Oh, yeah. You see, that one is on the low, but I feel like everybody knows by now in Lagos.
Chica, have you heard of Touch and Go?
Yeah, I have. Like, it's so scary. The fact that someone can touch you and
so much they'll fall. Mm. I hate to hear.
God will protect us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Like, you just be walking on your own, gently, just minding your business. So, God forbid, though, but someone will now come and touch somebody else. That person will now fall into their control.
So, you know how, let me tell you why this touch and go thing is so annoying. Is that, okay, so let me tell you a story. So, my dad, I think I told this story before. I tell you, like, everything. Anyway, my dad's, was it employee? He was missing for work for like 3 days. He not going to work the next day. What happened though? They said they did touch and go for him. So what they do nowadays, so that the security cameras don't catch the robbers, what they do is that you would be the one to go and withdraw your money by yourself.
Oh my goodness.
So it looks like you're the one that withdrew all your money. So they won't be able to trace you, dig it,
mm-hmm.
as a robber. I don't know if you get it.
Yeah, I understand. Like,
it's still your ATM card. I get your PIN. Obviously, the camera can tell that it's me. So instead of that happening,
yeah,
you just use you as a person. So you
as a person.
In the house for like 3 days. You just, you know, you can't withdraw all your money in one day.
Yeah, there's a limit.
You have lots of money. So you keep going to withdraw until you clear the bank account. Then they'll let you go.
That's just super. God have mercy. Okay, I have a bit of advice, right? My advice is, please, get more than one account, everybody. I'm begging you, please. I'm definitely not saying what they're doing is right, but just in case, let's say you're at gunpoint, God forbid though, but you're at gunpoint, right? And the card, the accounts that you have a card with, make that card the one that you have the least money in. That's what I do for my card. I have two accounts. I have one account that my all my money will stay in, and then the other account is the account with my card that I don't really have money in like that. If I want to spend anything, I can transfer from my account with money to my account that I have a card with. So God forbid though, if you're at gunpoint or if you're in any situation like that, and you have to withdraw money, they can see with that your account that you don't have any money inside. I don't know if that can, it's something that I have, and I like it because one, it's a very good saving tip, and two, it's safe, because let me tell you the amount of times I've gotten scammed in this Lagos, my card. Guy, I'm telling you, there was this time someone used my card to buy ASOS. I was crying. I was looking.
How did you find your card details?
No, I think, I don't know. I think the person took my card. Okay, so the day before I used the ATM. It was in school. I used ATM. I used ATM. You know, came back inside. Then the next morning, I saw that money had left my account. I said, "Eh?" It was like immediately I woke up in the morning, right? So I knew it wasn't me. What am I using my account for? And I didn't buy anything like the night before. Yeah, exactly. So then I now saw, like, you know, when you get like, when you buy something, your credit alert or your debit alert will show what you spent it on, like which website or whatever. I saw ASOS. I said, ASOS? Which ASOS? I don't even go on ASOS. Then I saw like almost like all the money that I had in my account was gone.
Like, what?
Honestly, but it was a lot actually. I was so sad. I was like, what? I was like, I was so devastated by this. Ever since then, I've just been shook.
Like, have you given someone your card before?
Like gifts? I mean, other than my siblings to like buy stuff, but other than that, no.
Wow. So
that's what even inspired me to like have an account with no card, where I keep all my money, and an account with a card where that one is just small, so that if someone steals that card, they're not getting any money from it.
Stop. Can we go to Lagos Market?
Oh my gosh, Lagos Market. That place is bittersweet. Let me just tell you.
Like, you know, the funny thing is that Lagos Market isn't—it's not even just one market. Like, they have the same attitude everywhere. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's actually true. Even if it's not, you're going to buy clothes, you're going to buy food. It's like as long as it's a market, it's a public place. Like, it's like the same, and it's so frustrating, especially as like someone that is coming to just to buy something. Like the way the people, like some of the people, not all, but like some of the people treat you there is so. Oh no, I could slap somebody. Lord knows.
No, like, I don't think I've had any terrible Lagos Market experience. Except for one time. I think they jazzed me. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, I think it was even my birthday one time like this. I think it was my birthday. I went to the market. And these people, they were like, come and buy our shoe. And me as a dunce. I bought the shoe, and I've never worn the shoe to this. I went with Esther. Esther was like, "Do you know the jazz do?" And I was like, "What do you mean? I like this shoe a lot."
Do you actually like it?
No, I don't even know what it is at the moment. I use the shoelace as a headband now.
What?
To pack my. I'm not even joking. The shoe was not cheap. It was like 3,500 or 4,000. God, I hate the market so much. But I don't think, apart from that, everything I experienced in the market is.
There was this time I went with my mom, right? And I was walking behind her. She was in front because she knows the way. I don't know the way. So I was walking. Then this people were saying, come and buy clothes. Then I don't know out of nowhere, this man was holding me. I had to shout at my mom. I was like, mommy, like, mom, what's going on? I was
like, why is this man touching me?
Why is he holding me? He was actually just holding, like, I was very confused. Like, and the thing was that he was around other men. And you know how when men are around other men, I don't know, their sense just used to fly somewhere. I don't know. But Sha, it was just very scary. Like, the market is better to see because, yeah, you can get good clothes and for good prices, but the people there, even the customers you will see. Scary place. Filled with scary people.
Scary place.
That's the thing.
So bad.
And that's not
the market as bad as the main road.
Oh, the main road. The road.
I always say I have PTSD of walking on the road.
Of course you would.
Taxi or Uber everywhere, or somebody must take me. I'm sorry, I cannot.
Yeah, because that thing was bad.
I feel like I don't walk on the road, but I would rather not walk on the road.
Yeah,
it's so scary. Like, what am I? Public transport, because you're afraid of one chance. You're like, okay, is this car going to be a one chance car or one chance bus?
Exactly. There's always that fear behind that. Oh, it could be planned.
It has a chance of being one chance. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
How can I be afraid to enter a taxi? Did you see the story that this it was a tweet, or actually it was a thread? This one was talking about his experience in, I think he's even the driver of the taxi fire. These three boys entered, like, they ordered him, and they literally kidnapped him and tried to
use him for rituals. Jesus.
After they tried to use him for rituals, he reported, like, as he was screaming, he reported to SARS. SARS also dealt with him. It was just a mess. I think that was the story, but it was so sad. They dealt with him more. SARS also did their own on top. It's scary.
That's another thing that people don't consider. Yes, there's the fear that maybe your taxify could, like, you know, kidnap you, but your customers as well, honey. That is scary.
Mad, though. As much as the vendors are mad, it will shock you how mad the customers are. They are ridiculous. When you hear stories, you're like, I thought it was the vendors.
It was the vendors. I've never heard of a story that it was like the customers. But
there was this thing on Instagram. There's so many stories. This one went to buy hair, or this one actually sells hair. So, you know how you have your sales girl now? This sales girl connected. No, she wasn't around. So, it was the sales girl that collected the money for the hair. Or not the sales girl. Out of like the 55K, only 3K was real. The rest was paper.
Jesus is what?
Hey! Let me tell you. It takes someone that knows money to know that it's not all
it wasn't real.
That looks like money. It's not real.
That makes sense.
If you can, you know, there's this stamp that money has.
Yeah,
it looks like it's clear, like see-through, like you can almost see through over side. That's how you know if the money is real or not.
Yeah, it's like this, it's like a mark almost, like all of them have it.
You know, it can never be me until it's you.
You really would think, oh, my money is safe. Let me just you never know, man.
You just have to be extra guarded in Nigeria. And it's so sad that that's just what we go through as a nation.
That's our lifestyle. We all of us are on the guard.
It's like we're used to hardship. And I don't really get it.
The thing is that...
Like, how have we been okay all this time?
Like, even when things are going well, like, let's say, like, NEPA gives us lights, like, for a day, like, you don't see them shaking, you be like,
And my one is that, why is that even a luxury? Why is having 247 lights in Nigeria a luxury?
That's why everyone is
trying to struggle. It's ridiculous. Nigeria is so
hard.
It's
so hard to make it in Lagos. But that doesn't mean that you must do it illegally. I think that's something that people don't realize. Yes, it's hard to make it, but that doesn't mean that you must go and do it the wrong way. Because at the end of the day, to bite you in the back.
People that have suffered all their life, that's not what they want to hear, shall. Because, you know, when you try and do it the right way for, let's say, 15 years, I'm not saying it's right, so, but, like, they'll get tired. They'll be like, oh, no, like, I've tried. Like, this is the only way I spare my mates. You know when you feel like, oh, my mates are ahead of me, that they did it the legal way. Me, I'm behind, I'm suffering, I'm trying to do it the right way. You'll be feeling, you know, shortchanged. Pedophiles are, like, the absolute worst, honestly.
Like, why are you preying on a young girl, for goodness sake? For goodness sake, like, she's younger than 18. Why aren't you with someone your age?
older men going for younger girls, it should be a red flag. Because if their mates are not taking them, there's a reason why their mates are not taking them.
That's another thing for guys in final year going for girls in year one. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that thing is disgusting.
I'm so sorry, but if she's not 18,
like their mate, why? Like, oh, fresh meat. Ew, why are you like, calling them fresh meat?
Like, that's another thing. Men be like fresh meat and sites for just. It was just the weirdest thing. Like. It's so weird. My friend was trying to explain to me, but I'm still like confused. It's still the same thing. Like, if the guy is going for you in year one and he's in final year, know something is up. Why aren't girls going for him in his year?
True.
Think about it. Because he's in year four. He's not in year two. He's in year four.
Imagine men getting excited because new girls are coming to this. Ooh, it makes me so. I'm just like, are you people actually okay? That's like, you guys are actually predators, though. Like, you don't know it, but you are.
They'll be watching the girl, watching her, trying to figure out the time to go and, you know, talk to.
Don't be nice or be friendly. Hey. What I'm saying is, if that's your sole purpose of just being in school, you need to rethink your life. How can you be waiting for every new year, for every new set of girls to come? Like, can you just think about your life for a second?
You need to rethink your life choices and see if they're actually
okay. It's popular, it's so annoying. It's like, you are not ashamed.
It's popular. Like, my friend was actually telling me, because if you're going for all these small girls, they won't lose respect for you, because honestly, you're in final year. You want to go and be going for year ones that just came because, you know, they are new. They don't really know the school much. So they don't even know you.
No, I'm not saying there's anything like even pursuing like a girl that you think is attractive. But if there's this huge gap in age, and you can't tell. There's...
Exactly, that's another thing. Like, that's where the problem is.
I don't want to say this way, but I'm not coming for men, but I am coming for men. I feel men go for younger girls so they can feel more, less emasculated. Because, you know, when you go for a girl that's your age, and maybe she might be more intelligent than you, maybe, you know, when you feel like you are less. So you go for a girl that you think is younger and dumb and
because she doesn't know much. Like, you'll be, let's say you're like 30, you've already like had the experience and everything, you're 30, you're going for someone that is like 16, that obviously you know that is still growing up. Obviously,
I don't see life like you're grooming her or something. It's ridiculous. Exactly. I just know what's annoying is that it's not even just limiting to like the men. Some people's daddies out here are misbehaving too. Like, please, compose yourself. What is this?
Calm down, honey. Like, to be very honest, this whole sugar daddy thing.
What is your daughter's age?
I don't understand how you can see a girl that is your daughter's age. Your daughter, that's your daughter's mate. If someone did that to your daughter now, would you be happy?
My daddy alone. Lagos is not a real place.
People have seen it really this Lagos. May I have to shake my head. I'm just being, wow. You think someone is normal soon. So they're not.
This is normal. Hey, just Lagos.
Be careful in this Lagos. That's all I can say. Because, I forgot to talk about concerts. Gosh. Oh my goodness.
This conversation, actually, we do. We really do.
We do need to talk about this conversation.
Oh, but like Lagos concert, I'm not a concert kind of girl. I don't think I can be.
Guy, let me tell you, concerts in Lagos. What I was never. Let me test the waters a bit to see if I like it. I didn't like it. I went for the first concert I went for was Davido's concert in 2018.
Oh my god!
So something will start by 7 p.m. It did not start by 7 p.m. It started by 11. Do you know how frustrated I was? Like, who actually said that concerts should start late? That was one of the dumbest things. Why can't we just... No, I commend all those artists like Fowls. I know Fowls, he did his concert and it started actually at 8 and it ended by 12 a.m. I didn't go, but I know that happened. But like other artists, they'll say it starts by 9. They'll be coming out by 2. They won't come out till 2 a.m. I don't know what those artists are doing till 2 a.m. Who told you that I want to be outside in Lagos? You want me to be outside in Lagos till 2 a.m.? Then I went for Native Land last year.
Oh my God, I can't even...
I don't understand. Who are organizing these things, please? Can we hire some better people? What is this? Why do I have to spend money and not have a good time? Why? These concerts, why? I'm confused. I spent money. Well, hope it got better. I mean, I left, Sha, because that place was getting...
You didn't see when the stage fell.
No, I... The thing is that... Here's the thing. I didn't see it, but... I was there when it happened. Like, I wasn't, obviously, I didn't pay for VIP, but like, it was, do you know the weird thing? They put the VIP at the back, while everybody else was closer to the stage. I don't understand that. Osha, Lagos concerts, work on yourselves. Y'all should just work on it, please, because concerts are fun. It's supposed to be a fun time for you to like interact with the artists, see them perform, but not that there'll be something that you have PTSD from. Imagine those people on the stage. Oh God, when you fell. Hey, I'm so sorry to anybody that was on the stage. I really am so sorry. But imagine, like, you'll never want to go to a concert again, especially in Nigeria. Lagos is a scary place, y'all. There's this thing I just, there was this article I saw today that this priest was having a threesome on the altar.
Ew. He must be joking. Real priest.
Serious. A priest was having a threesome on the altar.
In Nigeria, yes.
And I was like, of all places to have threesome, you went to the altar. Where you're supposed to be serving God, you went to the altar. Okay, this has been going. There's so many things to talk about in regards to what is scary about Lagos, but obviously we can't stay here for like eternity. So we have to go.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for coming back to listen. If you're like, you know,
if you're irregular.
Yeah, but if you're new, thank you for listening to this episode. We appreciate it.
We hope stay tuned for you to listen to us.
Yes, that is basically it. We hope that you guys listen to us in our next episode of Ew Scary. With Atsuka and Chika.
Bye.
Bye guys. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.